We're going to begin by heading to Akron and be joined by Zips head coach Tom Arth. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing fine. Thanks for your time. And after getting back to Akron and your office after Saturday's 35-6 loss at Bowling Green, talk about the performance by your Zips.
Well, you know, I think a few weeks in a row now, defensively, I think we're playing really well. You know, special teams made some really big plays. Unfortunately, had a big mistake, you know, on a you know, block when we ran into the kicker after a big three and out by our defense. But I feel really good about how we're developing and how we're improving in the kicking game as well as our defense. I think we're playing at a pretty good level on both of those sides. Offensively, you know, is really where, you know, where our struggles are at. And I think, you know, it's kind of been a flip, you know, where we started out, you know, playing a little bit better on offense. You know, and a little bit slower defensively. I think that's changed for us, and right now we're just struggling, you know, to take care of the football. That's really the biggest issue. We're turning the ball over at a pretty rapid rate, and giving our opponent touchdowns, you know, off of defensive plays, or putting them, you know, in short striking range to score, and it's really affecting our team. So just trying to sort through that, and you know, get our guys to understand that, you know, if we do anything, it has to be protect the football. And, you know, unfortunately, we're not doing a great job of that.
Again, a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit star one on your keypad for questions for Coach Arth. You mentioned with the early game, offensively, had a chance to move the ball down, get to two possessions with both getting field goals. Talk about what was working early on offensively for your Zips compared to the struggles you had the remainder of the game.
Well, you know, I think we just we executed at a little bit better rate at the beginning of the game. You know, got some good plays. We stayed out of second and third and long. You know, as you look at, you know, kind of the remainder of the game, we were in second and 10 plus just about every, you know, just about every play. So just really struggled to get things going on first down, you know, beyond the beginning part of that game. And again, it's, you know, again, comes down to the ball security. Made some really bad decisions, you know, with the football, and put our team in a bad place.
You touched upon the positives in the game. Obviously, defensively, you know, you look at the box score and you see 35 points, but it's not a true reflection of your defense was put in tough positions. Talk about your progression and what you're seeing, the positives coming out of your defense.
Well, no, I think defensively, I think we're playing pretty well. You know, Bowling Green, you know, presents some challenges for the offenses that they or for the defense that they play against in terms of their formations and motions and just how they run their quarterback and things like that. That, you know, really really challenging. I thought our defense did a really good job stepping up to that. You know, we missed some tackles, you know, which we, you know, need to continue to work on and improve on. But all in all, we're playing well enough on that side of the ball to give our team a chance to be successful. And again, it's just, you know, it's about playing complementary football, you know, and it's hard to be successful when one phase of the game isn't really, you know, clicking on all cylinders. So, it's been exciting to see, you know, the growth in our defense and how much we've improved on that side of the ball from the start of the year to where we are now. And that's really positive, and that's really exciting, because that's, you know, really what we want to build our team around. And, you know, to see the growth there, and to see how well, you know, our players are performing, and, you know, despite, you know, being really banged up and, you know, playing a lot of new guys and the injuries that we've had guys step up on that side and perform at a solid level for us.
Transitioning on to next week, you've got a couple extra days with not playing again until next week, Tuesday, against Eastern Michigan. Talk about what those couple extra days might be a benefit for your Zips and for you as a coach.
Well, you know, I think it's really almost like a bye week here, you know, late in the year, which is important. Again, you know, as everybody else is, you got guys that are banged up and all those things. So just giving them a little bit more time off between games, a little bit more time to rest up, you know, even yesterday and, you know, being off yesterday as we typically are the day after a game. But, you know, we're able to give the guys off today as well. So we'll bring them back in tomorrow and, you know, kind of get our week started from there. But, you know, should be a good opportunity to you know, to heal up a little bit and to put a really good plan together that we can go out and execute.
What is your message to your team for this week in preparation for Eastern Michigan?
You know, the same that it is every week. You know, we need to prepare, you know, with great focus and great intensity and put ourselves in position to go out and play as well as we can play.
Well, Tom, we'll let you get back to your preparation for Eastern Michigan. Again, I want to say thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next Monday morning, okay?
Okay, Ken. Thank you.
Thank you so much again for Akron coming off the 35-6 loss at Bowling Green in that contest. Again, quarterback Cato Nelson, 9-24 passing for 60 yards, and defensively, linebacker Bubba Arslanian had a career-high 19 tackles with a career-high 2 tackles for a loss and 1 sack and 1 forced fumble as well. For Akron, again, they will be off this week in that transition of getting into midweek football. They will next be playing Eastern Michigan a week from tomorrow on Tuesday, November 12th, that being a home game at 8 p.m. Eastern and available on ESPNU.